Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we take a journey into Samhain and Dark Moon with a Samhain Dark Moon ceremony. Samhain is a magical time, and for many of us, myself included, it is the end of one spiritual year cycle and the beginning of another. Dark Moon, which some people use as a term synonymous with New Moon, it is also a time of transition. I use Dark Moon to talk about the very end of a lunation as it transforms into New Moon. And when you have a Dark Moon time and Samhain time both coinciding, which is what we're having now, especially powerful time for release, for reflection, for transformation. And this being Samhain time, it's also a powerful time to really take a look at some of the deeper aspects of life and death and rebirth. I invite you in the next few moments of quiet to take some deep, slow breaths and center yourself, to prepare yourself for the journey that we will be taking together in this ceremony. If you have something that you do to aid relaxation, such as cleansing yourself with a ritual tool, incense, smudge feather, broom, with your hands, just take a few moments in using your breath and whatever other form of release and cleansing you are accustomed to. Center yourself and let go of what you don't need to have with you as you take this journey. If you need to remove distractions or lessen them or adjust how you're sitting or laying down or standing, as you settle into a place that's comfortable for you, do what you feel you need to deepen your relaxation even further. And as you breathe in, let relaxation flow in you, and as you exhale, let it flow around you. Using your breath to deepen relaxation, to aid in centering. And call on the divine, on sacred, or source in the way that you work with it, her, him, they, them, it, or a combination Divine is one. Divine is many. Divine within. Divine around. Divine as sacred source. Divine as sacred force. Connect us and protect us as we take this dark moon Samhain journey together. Pay respects and connect with the sacred place, with the region, the land where you are right now. Honor spirit of place. Honor the ancient ones of the spirit of place. Honor the community of life. Connect it with the spirit of place. Your particular area where you're at and the area around. We honor the sacred land. We honor the sacred place. We honor the ancient ones that were in this region before. We honor the community of life. Not only human presence, but creatures and plants, nature spirits that are connected with this place. We call to you, we honor you, guide us and aid us as we create a sacred circle for our ritual at this Samhain time. At this dark moon time. So be it. And we create a circle of light around us, a circle of sound. As we chant, casting a circle of dark moon and of Samhain time, as we envision this circle forming us and being with us, connecting with us, and moving around. And the chant goes like this. Enchant it, sing it, whisper it, sing it, according to what works for you in your own circumstance and the place where you are at. Circle of light. Circle of sound. Circle of dark moon. Samhain. Circle around, circle of light, circle of sound, circle of dark moon, circle around, circle of light, circle of sound. envisioning a radiant light surrounding you in the place where you are at, letting this circle of light and sound of dark moon Samhain that you've circled around you, let it be a focus area. Let it define your sacred space, and let it be a place of orientation and protection for your inner work in this ceremony. And as you take some deep, slow breaths again, it is dark moon time, a time for calling to the powers of the sacred moon. As the moon completes one of its lunations, focus on completion, on endings, on transformations, and new beginnings. And envision the dark moon as a dark disk, perhaps as a scrying mirror. And imagine that before you. Honor the mystery of the dark moon, of the circle that represents the dark moon, the dark scrying glass, the dark disk, representing the deepest of night, the deepest of mystery, the realm of shadows, the dark that is nurturing, the womb. Focus a few moments on being in tune with dark moon. Be 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 in tune with dark moon. Sacred moon. Sacred dark moon, sacred crone moon, we call to you, we honor you, come, be with us, be in us, guide us, heal us, help us, teach us, transform us, in our Samhain dark moon rite tonight. So be it. This is the time of Samhain. It can be represented in a variety of ways. For many, it takes the form of a carved and lighted gourd, turnip, potato, but in many cases, it's some form of pumpkin, the jack-o'-lantern. And I invite you to spend a few moments calling to mind this symbol of Samhain. Samhain being the midpoint between the sun's time at autumnal equinox and the sun's rebirth of the solar year at Yuletide, winter solstice. We are at the midpoint, Samhain, the height of autumn, the crossing of the time of the warmer months known as summer half of the year with the colder half of the year known as the winter half. Samhain, whose name means summer's end. Samhain is a crossroads time, just as dark moon ends a lunation to begin a new lunation. Samhain ends a spiritual year and begins a spiritual year. The jack-o'-lantern not only is iconic and in widespread use for those celebrating Samhain and some related but distinct other festival times and holidays, Halloween, Day of the Dead, All Saints, also known as All Hallows, All Souls. Spirit of Samhaintide, we call to you and honor you. We honor you as we connect with the final part of the solar year, going into the shortening days and the lengthening nights, the deepening dark with sacred rite. We reflect on the spirit of Samhain. We connect with the spirit of Samhain. We honor the spirit of Samhain. So be it. And into our sacred circle, we connect with the powers of the sacred directions, the powers of the elements. Tonight we work with the powers of elements in the form of sacred light. We call to the powers of the sacred earth in the form of a radiant green light. We experience that green light coming to ourselves, being around us, being in us, connecting us with the sacred earth, blessing us, purifying us as we continue our journey in the Samhain dark moon rite. Sacred earth, cleanse us. Sacred earth, bless us. Sacred earth, cleanse us. Sacred earth, bless us. And we draw in that green light in whatever form we need, and we give thanks to this form of the sacred earth for preparing us for our journey. And we call to the powers of the sacred air in the form of a golden light a golden light before us, breathing in that golden light, taking it in, letting it be around us, cleansing us, blessing us. With the powers of sacred air. Sacred air, cleanse us and bless us. Sacred air, cleanse us and bless us. Sacred air, cleanse us and bless us. And we call on the power of sacred fire in the form of an orange-red light. And it's before us, and we draw it in us and let it be around us, cleansing us and blessing us with its power. Powers of sacred fire, cleanse us and bless us. Powers of sacred fire, cleanse us and bless us. Powers of sacred fire, cleanse us and bless us. So be it. And now we connect with sacred water in the form of blues and indigo, bright blues, deeper blues, deep dark blues, indigo blues, a blue light with different shades swirling and flowing. It's before us and glowing. We take it within us and around us to cleanse us and bless us. Sacred water, cleanse us and bless us. Cleanse us and bless us. Cleanse us and bless us. So be it. And we take in a beautiful, deep purple, violet light now, the color of spirit, taking it within us to cleanse us and bless us. Sacred spirit, cleanse us and bless us. Sacred spirit, cleanse us and bless us. Sacred spirit, cleanse us and bless us. So be it. And as we experience ourselves blessed with the powers of the five elements of nature as part of spectrum colors, we connect with the magic of dark moon and Samhain now, in the form of night sky with sparkling starlight. Out on this dark moon Samhain night, in our mind's eye, being able to have an image of the night sky in our imaginations, the vastness of the universe, the deep darkness of outer space, the twinkling bright lights of planets and stars. For at dark moon time, sun and moon are conjunct, and at night we see starlight. But sun and moon rise and set together at this time of lunation. And it is Samhain, a time of mystery and transformation. And as you call to mind a sense of the deep, dark sky and the beautiful, sparkling stars and planets, the cosmos, be in tune and commune with cosmos, with the rhythms of the universe, with the rhythms of sun and moon as experienced on planet Earth. With the magic of this time where the veil of the living and the dead grows thin. A time of crossroads and transitions, of imaginings and transmissions. We honor the elements. We honor the sacred times and cycles. And we call a form of the divine associated with Samhain as well as Dark Moon. Her name has many pronunciations. She goes by many titles. Tonight we call her Hecate. 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 We call to you Hecate. 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 You of the deep mystery, Hecate, Hecate, Hecate. You of the crossroads, Hecate, Hecate, Hecate. You of ancient wisdom, Hecate, Hecate, Hecate. You of witches and magic, Hecate, Hecate, Hecate. You of the underworld, the here and now world, the upper world, many dimensions, Hecate, Hecate, Hecate. Come our way, Hecate, come our way, Hecate, come our way. Hecate, come and stay, Hecate, come and stay, Hecate, Hecate, Hecate. We greet you, we honor you, we welcome you here. Come and be with us in this rite. Guide us tonight. Aid us in our own inner journeys, individually, and guide us collectively, those of us joining together live, as well as those who will join together later in the eternal time of time beyond a time and place beyond a place in inner space and cyberspace. Hecate, we honor you. Hecate, we call to you. Goddess of the dark moon, goddess of Samhain time, be in us, be with us, so be it. And now in the next few moments of quiet, using Hecate's name, whispering it, chanting it, invoking it, call to her in the next few moments repeating her name several times. Invite her to attune to you, to bless you and aid you as we connect with blessings and transformations on this journey in this rite tonight. Hecate, 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 Hecate. What do you have to say, oh Hecate? Guide our way, Hecate. Guide our way, Hecate. And now in the next few moments of quiet, let an image, a word, a phrase, guidance, sensations come to you from Hecate. Pay attention to what she has to say. And Hecate now guides you on a journey into the realm of this dark moon Samhain time. She holds up before you the disc of the dark moon. She invites you to reflect on it and to receive a message of cleansing. What is something in your life you seek to cleanse away, to dispel? Pay attention to what comes to you in the next few moments of quiet. Cleansing away, dispelling. Cleansing away, dispelling. Cleansing away, dispelling. And as it comes to you, imagine yourself cleansing away and dispelling what no longer serves. Cleansing away and dispelling what no longer serves, cleansing away and dispelling what no longer serves, cleansing away and dispelling what no longer serves, cleansing away and dispelling what no longer serves. And as you take some deep, slow breaths, let the power of breath and the power of your attention with intention release, dispel, transform, release, dispel, transform, release, dispel, transform, release, dispel, transform. And Hecate now invites you to again gaze into the magic dark mirror of the dark moon at this Samhain time. And as you do so this time, connect with the power of death and rebirth. Samhain is a time where we honor the dead. It's a time of ending and new beginnings, as is Dark Moon. And as you gaze into the darkness of the dark moon disk, take comfort in knowing that she is guiding you on this journey of shadows. As you continue to gaze into the disk, a form appears, a mist appears in the disk and then comes before you, and emerging out of the mist is a guide to you, a guide for you, someone from the spirit world, someone you knew in life who has died, an ancestor that came before, or it might be an ancestor of inspiration, someone who's writings you've read, or art or music you've appreciated, or some other figure that has contributed to the well-being of humankind. Experience the mist and let a spirit form of someone who is right for you to connect with. Let that spirit form emerge and bring you a message from the other world, from the eternal realm of life, death, and rebirth. A message for you about endings and beginnings. Pay attention to what message comes to you. And if you get a sense of who the message bringer is, give thanks. Connect. Reflect. Connect and reflect on what you experience at this Samhain dark moon time. Connect and reflect on the guidance. Connect and reflect on the guidance. Connect and reflect on the guidance. The mystery of being in sacred time and sacred space that is timeless and boundless. The interconnectedness of all in here and now and past and future. Connect and reflect on guidance about endings and beginnings, about death and life, rebirth. Feel the power of that mystery flowing in you and around you, nurturing you, healing you, aiding you in repatterning. And if it feels appropriate, to spend a few moments recognizing your support network is not only humans and creatures and plants, living beings in your daily life, but can expand to include those from the other world that are part of your life, that are part of the mystery and magic of human experience through the ages. Give thanks to whatever spirit form came to you. Give thanks for any guidance, sense, sensation, whatever your encounters have brought wisdom, healing, and understanding. Give thanks. Give thanks. And now giving thanks, the spirit from the other world starts turning into a mist again and journeys back into the other world, knowing when you have need of this, you can call your experience to mind for comfort and deeper understanding. And now Hecate is guiding you in the third and final magic of the powers of the Samhain dark moon. She once again holds up the sacred disk dark moon and invites you to connect with it, to touch it. To deepen your understanding of this mystery, of this iconic form. And as you reach out and you touch it, it transforms into a cauldron, and a cauldron glowing with light. Hecate invites you at this Samhain dark moon time to connect with the power of possibilities, of potentialities, of treasures, yet to be received and explored. You imagine yourself standing before this cauldron with the glowing light. And Hecate invites you to gaze into the cauldron. And as you do, she invites you to receive a message, a symbol, a sensation about something that's within you that is a treasure that has yet to be manifest fully, a gift, a part of yourself that can aid you and to aid you in growth. Renewal, transformation into greater wellness and wisdom. Experience the beautiful glow flowing into you, a glow aiding you. Awakening a part of yourself to be more fully present. Pay attention to what you experience as you connect with the treasure of the cauldron of self. Treasure of cauldron of self. Take pleasure in the treasure. Take pleasure in the treasure. Take pleasure in the treasure of self. Imagine the light from that cauldron flowing into you. Energizing you, renewing you. Knowing that in the time ahead, you can work with this cauldron treasure imagery to help you explore dimensions of yourself, to self-actualize, to better tap into potentialities within yourself. The wisdom of Hecate the Crone is rising within you. Crone wisdom rising. Crone wisdom rising. Crone wisdom rising. and you give thanks to the cauldron, for the treasure, for the mirror, for what you have experienced with the other world, spirit dimension, for what you experience with cleansing, Hecate is before you, you are before her, and she holds up a torchlight, the flame of Samhain, the torch of Hecate, the magic of the stars on dark moon nights. Give thanks to Hecate. Give thanks to the dark moon, to Samhain, to the earth, the air, the fire, the water, the spirit, to the cosmos, to the spirit of place, to the planet that is our home, to the circle of light and sound, of dark moon Samhain around, as you return to a more waking state of consciousness, giving thanks. And before concluding the circle, Hecate is before you, and she holds an image of planet Earth before her and before you. She invites you to extend your hands out as she extends her hands out, letting love and healing, well-being, flowing into the planet. The planet on a physical level, a blessing on the rocks and the stones and the soil, the sacred earth on planet Earth, a blessing on the sacred air, cleansing the sacred air on planet Earth. A blessing on the sacred fire in the form of clean, sustainable energy. A blessing on the transformation from polluting energy sources to cleansing and sustainable energy sources. Non-polluting energy sources. And a blessing on the sacred water, on the waters of the planet, the fresh waters, the salt waters, the waters where salt and fresh connect, on precipitation, moisture, humidity, rain, the blessing of sacred waters. And a blessing of sacred spirit on planet Earth and on the biosphere with all the different forms of life, creatures and plants and ecosystems, the balance of life on planet Earth. At this dark moon Samhain time, Hecate, you, all of us, joining together, sustainable, healthy planet. Healing and wellness to planet Earth. 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 Love, well wishes, healing, flowing from this circle, from each of us, from all of us together, from the sacred forces that we've been working with, into planet Earth, now and in times to come. So be it. And now, giving thanks to the sacred circle, the sacred north, east, south, west, that which is below, that which is above, that which is in the center, that which is within, that which is around. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks to Hecate. Hecate, we give thanks. Hecate, we give thanks. Hecate, we give thanks. And thanks to the powers of dark moon and Samhain time. Thanks to the powers of dark moon and Samhain time. Thanks to the powers of dark moon and Samhain time. And thanks to the spirit of place, to the ancient ones. Thanks to the ancestors, to beloved dead, to all the forms of the divine nature spirits here and beyond, to all the sacred forces, to all of us who have connected together live and later. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. Circle of light, circle of sound, circle of dark moon Samhain, uncast with our sound. Circle of light, circle of sound, circle of dark moon Samhain, uncast with our sound. Circle of light, circle of sound, circle of dark moon Samhain, uncast around, uncast around, uncast around. And we take a bit of that light that we set up around us at the start of this ritual to guide us in our integration, in our reflection, in our processing of our experiences. I give thanks to all of you. I give thanks to our podcasting team. I give thanks to Circle Sanctuary. I give thanks. We give thanks. And though it's time for this circle to be open, it's never broken. Merry meet and merry part and merry meet again. Happy New Year to all of you in the Northern Hemisphere celebrating Samhain. Happy Beltane to all of you in the Southern Hemisphere celebrating Beltane. And happy Dark Moon to all of you wherever you may be. Dark Moon, New Moon, endings, beginnings. Dark moon, new moon, endings, beginnings. Dark moon, new moon. our connections, our protections, our transformations, now and into times to come. Bright blessings, night blessings, Samhain blessings, dark moon blessings. So be it.
Joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcast, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming, connect with the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.